Welcome back to the good news. Well, I love it when the American Legion's National Commander, Charles E. Schmidt, joins us on the good news. He is a Vietnam War veteran. He loves his country, and he believes that we as Americans and our country as a whole could do more to love those who've worn the uniform to protect our country. And he is joining us again. Welcome, Charles E. Schmidt, National Commander of the American Legion. Hi.
Well, good morning, Angie, and it's a pleasure to be with you once again. I enjoyed our last chat, and so I'm looking forward to another good chat.
All right, so as a veteran, you have a unique perspective on veterans because you've been there. So what are some of the important issues facing vets today?
Well, today, Angie, as any day, of course, we want to honor and take care of those men and women who have served our country. And as Abraham Lincoln said, care for those who have borne the battle and their families. And today the American Legion still believes in a strong VA system to take care of those veterans. We do not believe that it should be privatized. The American Legion has a vested interest in the Veterans Administration because as a result of World War One, the doughboys were concerned about who's going to take care of the boys when they come home because at that time there was no government system set up to take care of them. And thus, in the early 1920s, the American Legion was very instrumental in getting the Veterans Bureau, as it was known then, formed to take care of those men and women as a result of their wounds and illnesses and the effects of war on them. And today, we believe that that system is still worth saving. We're friends of the VA. We advocate for the VA, but friends are honest with friends. And when things are not quite right as far as the quality of health care or the accessibility to health care, we're going to let the VA know about it because that's what friends do. They're honest with friends. And, of course, the VA is the largest healthcare system. And when you have older veterans from previous conflicts, and, of course, the current conflicts, there's going to be more need for the VA. The tasking on the VA is going to increase as it has. And so it's going to take a little more effort and everyone working together to continue to improve that system.
Well, I understand that this year, too, it's an interesting year. It marks the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War One, so it's a good time to kind of raise awareness. You mentioned about why the American Legion was formed, and it's obvious to me why it's still needed because of, you know, our vets not always being taken care of the way that we believe they should. So why does the American Legion say that they're still needed now?
Well, the American Legion, when it comes to the VA, Angie, we have a program called A System Worth Saving. And each year we travel to about 10 to 12 different VA facilities, do our own assessment, independent mm-hmm. of the VA Inspector General's assessments. We visit the, for instance, a hospital, visit with the staff. We visit with the veterans who receive the health care. We discuss the funding of the VA, also the manning, the staffing. As you know, it's sometimes difficult to get healthcare providers, particularly in the mental health area. Also,
yes.
The facilities and so forth. So, with those, we issue our own report to Congress and also the White House, just to make sure that everyone knows. Our assessment of how veterans are being treated after they come back and those needs surface after having served.
Well, you mentioned the mental health aspect of that. Many of us have heard about hashtag 22, you know, 22 veterans take their lives a day. And I'm just wondering, you know, with your own background in Vietnam War, obviously something happened in your life or you were brought up a certain way or due to your experience and service, you obviously have a huge amount of pride in your country and a lot of love for these veterans. So can you talk a little bit about your experiences in the past, whether it be the Vietnam War or something that really made you believe this is where my destiny lies? This is what I need to do. I need to, you know, live a life of service for these vets.
Well, Angie, I was privileged to serve in the United States Air Force for 27 and a half years. And once you join the military, go into the military, as I know, when I got off the bus in the early morning in San Antonio, Texas, at Lackland Air Force Base, we were greeted by a what appeared to be not so kind a drill instructor. And we knew immediately, all of us that got off the bus, that we are going to have to bond if we're going to get through this basic training, which was about 8 weeks in. But that bond with me, and I think all everybody was on that bus, it started right there as soon as we got off that bus. And as
right.
you go through basic training and throughout your career, as long as you're in the service, that bond exists to take care of your buddies, to help your buddies, and your buddy does the same for you. And that goes on, follows you in peacetime and wartime. And I view my service, my commitment to the American Legion, as an extension of that bond, even though I don't no longer wear the uniform, of taking mm-hmm. care of my buddies, regardless if they're still on active duty or those even who will serve in the future, their buddies. As long as they serve this country, they should be shown the gratitude by a grateful nation, and I think the American Legion helps enhance that and not let America forget those who have served this country.
Charles, do you think that the environment, the country, has improved since the end of the Vietnam War or during that era, and how officers, military veterans, and even personnel who were still serving at the time were treated when they returned to the States? Do you think that the treatment is better now? Having not lived through all of that, I think that it seems like we have more respect now. What's your take on that?
Well, I certainly do. And you know, you see the homecomings of units and individual service folks coming home that they receive the welcome. And you also see those honor flights that take those World War II veterans up to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial. In fact, last night I had dinner with a young man that has raised over $130,000 to get those World War II veterans up to see their memorial. But I think we've kind of learned from the Vietnam era, those that have returned during that time period, of the disrespect that was shown to many during that time period. And I think it's probably the Vietnam veterans who have maybe taken a stand and helped facilitate those new welcomings, those new homecomings, so it won't happen to the young men and women of today.
Yes. All right, Charles, always a blessing to have you on the program. A website where we can get more information?
Absolutely, Angie. We got a great website, www.legion.org. You can tell, go in there and find out what we're doing, our legislative priorities, our youth programs. You can even sign up for the American Legion on there, Angie. And if you want to find an American Legion post, you can drop down on the menu in your respective state and find American Legion post near you. We're also on Facebook and also on Twitter. So we're out there, and we welcome visitors to those sites.
Thank you so much. Real pleasure to have you on the show again. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Angie. Have a great day.